I could see where, like, we could give the culture or the society, like, a lot of credit for the way we see ourselves, but, like, I have to believe that somewhere down the line, I started to not see myself the right way.
Oh, absolutely, because, and when I say, like, culture and the world and stuff, it's, like, following the trends, following what was in and at the time, especially what we were seeing on TV, what we were being told by others, like, that is, in a sense, what made us change how we seen ourselves.
I mean, I'm not disagreeing that it doesn't play a part, but, like, as you can see through the evolution of my little life that you have up here in these pictures, I've never been in culture. Everything that I've done has...
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, and if you see, like, a lot of these things happen in the same year. So, like, yeah, I agree with you. But, like, again, like, I didn't... Still to this day, you know, I don't watch TV like that. I'm not into pop culture. I really don't ever know what's going on in hip-hop and pop and country. Like, none of that stuff. I, half the time, honestly, don't even really fully keep up with politics as I should. And that has been very clearly shown in my work. And I just still don't think that I found what I care about or what it is about me. Like, and I'm okay with that. Like, I'm okay with, like, still searching and seeking that out. Like, mm-hmm. I think that has a whole thing in itself to be unraveled, and I'm just learning to enjoy the process because, you know, we can get really upset, but when it comes to, like, my image, like, somewhere down the line, I started to have a distorted perception of myself, and, like,
could it be you, in a sense, like you say, you don't stay up with pop culture and everything, but were you, in a sense, starting to believe what people were saying about you?
I believe that probably played a bigger role mm-hmm. than anything, and it wasn't even people that, like, it wasn't family. I mean, part of it was family, right? Like, just the kind of
comments
and, like, certain questioning, but mm-hmm. again, it's the way that I heard it. Maybe mm-hmm. that's not the way that they meant it or what they were saying, but it's the way that I was hearing it. I know, like, a lot of times, specifically for women, but I mean, I'm sure men also go through this, but I can only speak from a woman's perspective. But weight.
Yeah.
And then, like I said, I look back at myself, and it's just crazy to think that that was ever something on my mind about myself, and that was never anything that, like, these, I feel like I'm beautiful, you know what I'm saying? Like,
absolutely.
And even saying that now is still kind of hard, like, especially now, mm-hmm. right? Like, I can look back and say I was beautiful, but in the moment, and I'm like, that is the place that I have to get to of being in the moment, being able to accept my beauty and, like, recognizing that my beauty wasn't just about how I physically look. Although, I ain't gonna lie to you.
Charlie was bad.
Okay, like, let's be for real. But, like, it was how I carried myself.
Absolutely.
It was the style and the way that I put the clothes together, and it was the way that I spoke and the way that I stood and, you know, like, just everything. But I still just, it still just blows my mind that I would prefer to look like a young man instead of the beautiful young lady that I was. And it's like, where does that come from? And the only reason I ask that question is, I think, because there's so many people in today's time that is experiencing that. And I don't have an opinion on, you know, whether someone should do that, shouldn't do that. I'm just speaking from my own perspective mm-hmm. and my own life and things that I've gone through. And it just wasn't me. I mean, just flat out, just wasn't me. Yeah. And granted, don't get me wrong, I felt like I was fresh too when I was, you know, but I think, again, that had nothing to do with the essence or the deep-rooted thing that was going on, which was the fact that I did not see myself for who I was. And I don't believe that it was found in trying to look like the opposite sex. Mm-hmm. Because even in that time period, in that moment, that was so far, like, I was mm-hmm. so depressed, I was so outside of myself, like, it just wasn't me. And I think that sometimes it takes on different forms.
Absolutely, because, like I said, you saying that brought me to, in a sense, mine, where it's like, it was a different form. I always, like, was new in a sense that I guess I was pretty, but and with me being in culture and being like into entertainment and being aware of reality shows, music, and all that stuff, and seeing, I never thought I was what I guess society would say was, let's be honest, a bad bitch. And that's in a sense what I kind of wanted to be. And so when I started to make myself that, definitely I could say I was considered one, but I still didn't feel like that was me. I still wasn't happy, so far depressed, so far like I was playing a role being someone that I was not. And looking back, I was like, who am I? Like, that doesn't even look nowhere near me or sound like me or even what I would do or say or even want to wear now. But it's like, now it's like in the tradition, okay, so I know that that's not who I want to be. That's not who I am. That's not what feels right to me. So what is? And that's in a sense where I'm like, I kind of am right now. It's like, what is me? What does feel like me? What clothes do I want to wear? How do I want to sound, present myself? Because I know it's not that, but what is it? And that's in a sense the journey that is now.
But I, you know, you saying that made me think, like, maybe we've been going about it wrong.
Probably.
Just in the sense of, like,
y'all know, well, for one, the biggest thing is to not be looking at the world and saying what right. they have to say.
Right.
It's definitely what the word says, what God says, who we are, how he's made us, how he's seen us, and to, one, start believing that. Knowing it, knowing what he says, and then believing that.
Exactly.
Is definitely one.
But the biggest thing about it is, what he said, though, is what he said.
Yeah.
He never changed what he
at
said.
All.
So, like, it's this kind of idea of us trying to find what this is or, you know, do different things to get to this point. But, like, the reality is you are who you are.
Yeah.
Like, and that's just it, because you are who he says you are. And who he says you are has not changed in his word, because his word doesn't change. It's yes and amen, right? It's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. So that's what I'm saying. Maybe we've been thinking about this the wrong way. Like, when you wake up, when you ask God, what should I wear today? And he directs your path and your footsteps to go in that closet and pick out whatever comes out. To me,
that should be enough. Yeah, and I know this is how I've been starting to do that in terms of asking God, okay, what are we wearing today? What am I putting on? And then I also know where there's been times where he's told me, but I'm like, I wasn't really feeling that. I wasn't really trying to do that or wear that. And so I try and pick or think something that's similar, but I want, and it does not, one, fit to where we're going. It doesn't feel right. I'm just like, this is not cute, actually, or I'm very uncomfortable in this. And I'm like, dang, I should have listened. And so it's definitely one, not doubting him and not trying to fight him or make suggestions towards what he says. It's just, like you said, what he says is a yes and amen. Just do it.
Because, I mean, I can think of countless times where, you know, I put on something that isn't comfortable, but it's something that I was led to put on. And for some reason, colors are a big thing to me.
Mm-hmm.
And if when I show up to my office and I have on the colors that match my mentor or like who I'm teaching with, like, it always blows my mind, because it's like we were in sync and step. And I'm like, Lord, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it's happened so many times to where, like, sometimes I don't know particularly the outfit, but I know a color. And so, like, I go with that color, but I'm still, you know, walking on this journey with him to try to understand better, like, what these things mean and all of that. But I believe, like, even down to the color, it all matters. Like,
absolutely.
Because we are not just this physical being, right? Like, we're also spiritual beings. And so everything that we do in the spirit affects the natural, and things that we do in the natural has the ability to affect us in the spirit. And so, like, it just blows my mind. But it just, like I said, goes back to just, what was I thinking? Like, and it really is hard to grapple with sometimes, like, because I don't believe that I'm supposed to go back anywhere, right? But I also often question, like, how do I move forward? Like, how do I get out of this space? I know, like, when I first was coming out of being more masculine presenting and things like that, I was always afraid of what people would say about me, of those who saw me that way. And I was just afraid that, like, people were going to call me a liar, a faker. And like, now being where I'm at, thank God, that part of me has been delivered of just not caring about what people have to say in that regard. But shifting from that point, because honestly, like, people gonna have something to say regardless. When I was beautiful, as I would put it, I mean, I'm still beautiful, right? But like, in reference to how I used to look and my senior year and stuff, people had something to say then. You know, people still said something when I was someone who I was not. And even now, like, people will always have something to say. Mm-hmm. They will never be satisfied. But I thank God that I'm not there to please or satisfy man, but I'm here to satisfy the Lord. And I know that now, right? Going back to what you said, the most important thing is to understand what the word has to say and know it, but also believe it. Mm-hmm. And I think that third thing we can add is walking it out.
Absolutely.
And that's the part that I really want to dig into, because no one ever really talks about what this walking out process looks like. You know, they tell you to get back in your word. They tell you to pray. They tell you to do all this stuff. And sometimes they don't even tell you that, but you know in yourself that there's something missing. There's a hole. There's something going on. And so you start to do those things and you think that, at least for me, I thought that, like, it was going to be, like, an overnight thing. And, like, boom, like, I'm fixed. Mm-hmm. I'm healed. I'm, you know. But, like, deliverance takes time to walk out. And it looks different for everybody. And I'm learning that. And I'm still going through the process. But as I said at the beginning, I'm learning to enjoy the process.
Absolutely. Like, I remind myself all the time, it is a daily process. It is a daily walk. One day it might be, okay, we on point, I feel like everything's going as according to God, you with me, I feel you, I hear you, I'm on it. The next day it's like, wait a minute, this wasn't like yesterday, but it's not going to be. It's not supposed to be. It's a daily walk, a daily reminder. That's why he gives you daily bread. So that is a constant gem for me, that it's daily and not every day is going to be or look the same or even feel the same, but you have a constant God that is going to be there and his presence will be there when you need him to help you.
Amen. Because I tell you, it's nothing like being in his presence.
Absolutely.
Because I that's another thing that I think is underdeveloped in personal walks with Christ, when you don't really have that kind of communal or that kind of mentorship style or framework when working your way back to God. And I do believe those things are very important, and that in God's timing those things will happen, because again, I can only speak for myself, but that was a part of this process, feeling like I was like alone, like I needed someone to talk me out of this, or I needed someone to turn to. And I believe that God's word for me specifically was that, baby, you have me. You keep looking for everything else to find yourself, but you have to find yourself in me. And a part of finding yourself in me, because the way that I created you and the way that you're wired, you got to be by yourself, because you could easily step off into trying to fabricate yourself again by mimicking someone else because you look up to them. And then you could, you know, accidentally or sometimes intentionally step over into idealizing someone and putting people on a pedestal, and then boom, you made another God, and boom, you're in a deeper pit than you were to begin with. And so sometimes it sucks to be alone, but sometimes that is the best place for you to be, because you really get to know yourself and know God for who he is as it pertains to you. And again, like you said, it's a daily process. And recognizing that from the beginning and knowing that and accepting that, it's just still going back to those three main steps: knowing what the word says, believing it, and then walking it out.
Absolutely.
And it's this constant repetition of that. And you know, it's almost like you got to get the first thing down, and that first thing down, and oh, thank you, Holy Spirit, I'm understanding now the comp situation. I've been so in a place of trying to wrap my head around a very important part of my life, and it just wasn't making sense until now, understanding these three steps. But there is a point, I believe, where you have to break it down. You have to first come believing that he is, and then believing that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him, right? You have to first, though, come believing that he is. Part of that is knowing who he is.
Absolutely.
The knowing is so important. And I think specifically to speak to my situation, and I'm speaking to my situation so I can come out because I'm learning. That is how you get out of things. You speak to it. You speak your way out of it. If you spoke your way in it, you speak your way out of it. And I've spoke my way into some really hard places. And so I'm speaking my way out of this, right? But you have to know what's going on. You have to know. And knowledge is a very fascinating thing because I think we can confuse information for knowledge, especially in a day and age where we are living where information is just so accessible. Information and knowledge are not the same thing. They are not synonymous. And I just want to go on record and say that. Get an understanding. The word says in all things you do, get an understanding. Get an understanding that information and knowledge is not the same thing. All right? They felt it too. But because information is simply data. It's data. It's just things that exist, right? Things that you perceive, but everybody's perception is different, right? But knowledge, right, is accumulating, is the accumulation of all these data points and then putting them together in a fashion like where it's almost systematic in the way that you structure your information, right? Like, so it's compartmentalizing the information that you have. So, for example, let me think off the top of my head. Some information could be that people are dying from eating McDonald's quarter pounders with E. coli, right? I'm laughing, I'm chuckling because this is information we live in. That's information. That is not knowledge, though, because you don't know what is why, or you don't know what or why they're dying or getting sick, right? Yes, we know that there's E. coli. You also don't know where these cases are happening. And even then, there's information being put out, but it's so much information that some may be true, some may be false. You just don't know. But knowing is having all the information and putting it in order the way that you understand it and perceive it to mean. And that is something important, that shift. People are taking in a lot of information and thinking that it's knowledge and then moving in it. But you got to make that critical shift and making something knowledge from information. And so that's the first part, right? And I think, you know, for now we'll deal with that first part. But again, I just want to reiterate, knowing the word, knowing things coming from the information that you receive is very important. Then you have to believe that thing. It has to get so deep down on the inside of you that without a shadow of any doubt, you believe that thing to be true. And then lastly, you have to walk it out. And so I think this is a good setup for us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. To kind of maybe help some people in their mind where they've been battling, figuring out this thing called life.
Absolutely.
Which is a big thing, though.
Yeah, it's huge. It's huge.
Massive, right? But these are some meaningful steps, I think, that can get you through walking life out, but specifically walking it out with God.
Absolutely.
And I think that's also an important part that we need to reiterate and, like, kind of dig in for people in their mind is that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes before the Father without going through the Son. So you, like, this is a critical piece of the knowing. You have to know that Jesus is the way. Mm-hmm. You have to accept him as your Lord and Savior. Mm-hmm. And I know that, you know, in previous episodes and in previous times of my life, I've been really subtle to making this statement very clear. But if you don't know, now you know. And now you need to act and do something. And so I think we should take a second and just walk people through accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, because it is a major thing that will change your life, and it is the best decision you will ever make in your life. Everybody does it differently, but there is a general way of doing this, which is just first saying, Lord, I identify you as my Lord and Savior. And so in your own way, you say that. You say, God, I receive you for who you are. I've been looking at the world and calling it the universe and calling all these things. But in this moment, I am acknowledging that you are Lord and Savior over this earth, over this universe, and everything that has ever been created. And then you take a moment And in your own way, you just start to think about all the areas that you need to be cleansed of, relieved of, set free of. And for some, it may come to you automatically. And for others, it may take a little more time. But just take a moment to just think about all these things that have been going on in your life that has accumulated to amount to this moment. And now we want to just acknowledge that we are turning away from what we once knew and now accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. And so in your own words, or you could repeat after me and just say, Jesus, I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins and that on the third day you rose with all power in your hand. And because of that, I have salvation. And right now, you are probably in a very emotional state, and there's a lot of things coming over you, and you probably are experiencing the presence of God meeting you. And I want you just to be in that moment. Shut out all the chaos of the world, of what's going on in your life, of all the things that are going wrong, of even things that may be going right, and just focus on the words that just parted your lips. Because as I said, this would be the best decision you've ever made in your life. And so from this point, you have now accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And you said that you believe that he died on the cross and he rose for your sins. And so because of that, you are saved. Now, this is going to be a walk, as we said, that's a daily process. And this is just the beginning. But as I said before, and I will say it time and time again, this is the best decision you'll ever make in your life. And all I could do is encourage you, one, to stay plugged in with us. We're always going to try to release as the Spirit gives us leading to. So you have one place to connect with on this journey, on this walk. But I also would highly encourage you to seek out a community-based church or group that will help disciple you into the things of God. If you are new to this, all the way to if you were once in the church and you're just finding your way back, I encourage you to get connected and plugged in, because it matters to be connected to other believers. And so, don't lose hope. And today is the day that you've made the best decision of your life. And so believe it and receive it. And all of heaven is rejoicing because sons and daughters are coming back home. And I'm just excited and thankful that God has given me a platform and a place and words in my mouth to be able to speak life. I didn't quite understand it before, but now I'm starting to see a clearer picture. And so as I walk with me, mm-hmm. But we're going to model this after Jesus Christ, and we're going to follow God with everything that we do. And so I love you.
I love you as well.
I know many of us probably haven't heard that in a long time, but if I was there with you, I'd wrap my arms around you and hug you and squeeze you tight. But if you want to just wrap your own arms around yourself, because as I said, it's probably a very emotional moment, but you've done a very powerful thing. And just know that God loves you. So go with his peace. Go with his Spirit and know that you are loved, and meet us back here next time for us to dig deeper into what it means to walk after knowing and believing and anything else. And if there's anything that you want to hear or have questions about, feel free to comment underneath this video. We will talk about those things, get into detail, and if you need help finding scriptures about something, message us about that too. And we will do our research and look in the word and find things to try to help you. But we just want you guys to stay connected and stay encouraged. So until next time.
Bye.